Have you come home to this?
You have one new message.
We're calling from United for Quality Care to tell you that now is the time to speak up for better care. There's a bill in the Senate.
If you have a landline telephone, it's a sound you'll probably be hearing between now and November. It's a robocall, and it's a popular tool for political campaigns.
It's an effective way to get a message out in a concise 30-second clip. Some people don't watch television, maybe don't listen to the radio, but everyone has a phone.
Brad Cummings is chairman of the Jefferson County Republican Party. He says candidates frequently use automated calls to get their message to voters, especially if the campaign's war chest is getting a bit lean.
You'll see a lot of the down-ticket candidates who have limited budgets, who have limited funds raised, they'll invest in the robocalls or autodialers for that particular reason.
But it's not just cash-strapped candidates using the calls. Congressman John Yarmuth employed the technology in his 2006 campaign and will do so again in his re-election bid this year.
Obviously, robocalls are less expensive to reach each person than even direct mail is.
Our retail is 15 cents per number for three attempts for a 30-second message.
Jerry Pizette is the vice president of the Database Systems Corporation, an Arizona-based company that provides the technology for automated calls. He says because his business offers a more feature-rich robocall service, it's a little expensive. But he says it's worth it.
Typically, if you were to take a normal day, you could expect about 84% of the messages to be delivered.
Anyone in Kentucky can receive political robocalls. The Do Not Call registry only applies to telemarketers. But some states are extending the registry to cover political calls. Other states are banning them altogether, including New Hampshire, California, North Dakota, and Indiana.
I'm sure there are citizens of Kentucky who envy their neighbors across the Ohio River who have more peace and quiet.
Steve Carter is the Attorney General of Indiana. He's defending a challenge to the ban that was recently argued before the state Supreme Court. Political groups who oppose the ban say their political speech is being limited. Carter disagrees.
If we go back to the last couple campaigns and you ask citizens if they've received enough of it, what with the communications over the internet, over the telephone, through television, through radio, if you ask the average citizen whether their political speech has been restricted too much, I think they would say no.
There's been legislation floated to ban robocalls in Kentucky, but it hasn't passed. In the meantime, many local campaigns are keeping robocalls in their playbooks. Both Congressman Yarmuth and his opponent, Ann Northup, will or have used a variation of the Teletown Hall.
This is a new technology that allows thousands of people to participate over the phone in a town hall meeting. So I'm in my office in Washington, and we place automated calls to thousands of people, alerting them that I'm going to be doing this in a few minutes, and they can click through and participate in the meeting.
But Yarmuth does admit the calls can be irritating, and even robocall business owner Jerry Pizette agrees.
As a consumer, yes, they are annoying, and that's one of the reasons I do sign up for the National Do Not Call list to eliminate junk calls.
Pizette could also avoid those calls by moving to Indiana, if the robocall ban holds up in court. For WFPL, I'm Gabe Bullard.